The state of Amazonas in the north of Brazil is one of the country's hardest hit places. And now there's a lot of concern about how the coronavirus could impact the large indigenous population living in the rainforest there. Getting reliable information about the virus can be difficult for these communities. As Richard Kemeny reports, the old-fashioned two-way radio is proving essential.
Senhores. Alio Cardoso sits at a large wooden desk in front of a black box, radio receiver in hand. It looks like a war room, aged photographs and detailed maps along the walls. And Cardoso is speaking to people on the front lines. In the Tucano indigenous language, he's warning people of a silent enemy threatening to sweep through the rainforest. Cardoso says the coronavirus is spreading and that COVID, the white man's disease, presents a huge risk to the indigenous population. Everyone needs to look after each other, he tells his listeners. Cardoso is working with an NGO called the Federation of Rio Negro Indigenous Organizations. The radio station broadcasts out to 23 different indigenous groups. They're spread out across the border area where Brazil, Colombia, and Venezuela come together. Cardoso's broadcast is done on a two-way radio out of São Gabriel de Cachoeira, a city where 90% of the population is indigenous. Keeping the public informed in the middle of the rainforest is critical, but it's not easy. And the radio is proving essential for getting word up the river.
Sou de Neia Teles, do povo Arapaso, tenho 38 anos.
Edineia Teles comes from the Arapaso people. She goes on the air for a couple of hours each day. Teles says the two-way radio broadcast is probably the most important source of information along the Rio Negro.
More than ever, this radio station is a base, a place to pass on communications, to receive messages, among other things. Right now, this is essential for us.
There are 150 or more similar radio stations in villages scattered throughout the region. They pass along messages from one community to another. After that, word of mouth carries the information deeper into the forest.
Before the pandemic, people called into the radio station to tell their families how life was in the city. Now we use it to tell people to not come into the city because the virus is here. We tell them to stay at home, to wash their hands with soap. Our biggest focus is to give people educational messages about COVID-19.
The broadcasts are done in multiple indigenous languages. Medical teams are taking part too, to pass on the latest advice about the outbreak.
É melhor agora não, tá bom? Porque as pessoas podem ficar com esse vírus até 14.
That's visiting Dr. Guilherme Monsal, explaining that the virus has an incubation period of 14 days. But the information doesn't flow just one way, up the river. The network allows people to ask questions about the virus, about finding daily necessities, and how to access financial assistance. This is how communities in the rainforest can request help from the authorities, which often arrives by boat. Juliana Radler is with an NGO called Instituto Socioambiental. She says the two-way radio network is key for spreading information over an area that's about the size of Virginia.
Então é desafio, porque você não tem uma infraestrutura de comunicação.
It's a challenge because there's no communication infrastructure here. Most indigenous communities don't have access to the internet.
Radler says it's critical that information reaches these communities, where healthcare systems are pretty basic. There is one hospital in the capital city, but it has no intensive care beds.
A comunicação é um instrumento fundamental, né? Essencial.
The communication system is fundamental. It's essential to tell people about the threat of this disease. That way they can protect themselves and isolate.
And when the coronavirus presents such a serious risk to the indigenous population, the radio network lets them know they're not alone. For The World, I'm Richard Kemeny in Sao Paulo.